Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
This morning, our election candidate comes from the northwest, from the constituency of Michael. The only constituency so far where the sitting MHK is stepping down, David Cannon, just a few hours after Mr. Cannon announced his retirement. Paul Heavey stepped forward, something about him, 38, I think he's still 38, aren't
you? Yeah.
Managing director of a taxi firm, lives in the village, was educated locally. Mr. Heavey, good morning.
Good morning.
Most taxi drivers think they can run the country better than the government. Would you think that's a fair statement?
Yes, probably be right there, yes.
Right. Would you think they can run the country better than the government has done in the last 5 years?
I dread to think what would happen if they were given a chance to, but...
A government full of taxi drivers.
Yeah.
Let's just look at the main issues for Michael. Sewerage, surgeries, subsidence, the three S's, speed through the village, wind farms. So quite a few things affecting things locally. Which would you say is the most important?
Well, it rather depends on the individual. These are subjects which are obviously important to everybody, but some feel stronger than others.
So which one would you say is the most important?
I wouldn't want to put one down. I'd like to think
that
they're all
important. Give us one. Which you think?
No, they're all important.
They're all important. Which is the most important?
Everything's important.
Everything's important. You stepped forward very quickly when Mr. Cannon retired. So had you been thinking about this for some time?
Oh, yes.
For how long?
38 years.
But you'd never
as
thought,
long as I can remember.
You'd never thought of going into council politics, into commissioner politics?
I might have considered it, but I was quite clearly made... I'd made my mind up that that's not what I wanted to do.
So would it not have been a good idea to pick up some experience in local politics before going for the big jump as far as the island was concerned?
Equally, I could say that I didn't want to be tainted by local politics and move straight into mainline politics.
You're a great fan. From what you've said, what Mr. Cannon has achieved?
Certainly Mr. Cannon achieved quite a lot, especially in his earlier years in politics. Certainly I can support him on most of the things that he's done.
So can we expect Mr. Cannon Mark II?
If Mr. Cannon was an irritation to the last government, I'm going to be the worst nightmare.
A worst nightmare? So you think the government has done a bad job and deserves a bad time?
The last few years, I think, have been bad. I can certainly go along with Mr. Cannon when he says that this is the worst government in living memory.
So if you won the seat, you wouldn't be looking to get into the government, you'd be looking to make life uncomfortable for the government.
I would make life uncomfortable if we were to see a government like the one we've had for the past few years.
So what's it done so terribly wrong?
I suppose you could start with complacency, incompetency. Do you want me to list all these things?
What's it done? We seem to be sitting here, although we have an economic problem, we seem to have sailed through it quite well in the last 20 years. We seem to be quite comfortably off on the island. So how has the government been complacent? How has it been inefficient?
I think everybody can see that it hasn't been very careful with the money. It's been spending money carelessly. We haven't been getting a good return for our investments. Public services are now in a pretty bad state compared to how they were a few years ago. And I don't believe that they have a very good plan for the future.
So what would your plan for the future be?
Which part of the future?
The economy. I mean, obviously, we seem to be on the edge of a big announcement on Tuesday about the VAT. More cuts, seemingly, it seems, in our budget. So where would those cuts come from?
Well, first of all, we need to find out what the cuts are going to be as regards our economy, as regards our income. At the moment, we're only speculating, so until that announcement's made, I think we need to...
Yeah, but surely we should plan ahead.
We can plan ahead, but planning ahead without the relevant information on how to construct these plans would be quite foolish.
Yeah, but you're a taxi owner, taxi firm managing director. If you think the price of petrol is going up or fuel, etc., you will plan ahead, say, what will you do in that event? The government should do the same, should it not?
It certainly should be making plans, but let's not make foolish plans as a new...
I've not been able to draw you an awful lot of things. You say we should do these, should that, but where can we act? I mean, your voters will think, well, where will Mr. Heavey take his action if he comes in?
In a few weeks from now, you'll be seeing a manifesto. There'll be plenty of food for thought in the manifesto. At the moment, you're not going to draw me on very much regards the VAT situation until we have the necessary information. Information which I feel that the government has been quite slow in coming forward with. So until then, I think it would be poor to speculate.
Let me just touch on freedom of information.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's a good thing? Would you be pushing for it if you got in?
Absolutely. This is information which affects every one of us, and surely we're entitled to it. So why the government should be so backward in coming forward suggests that maybe they have something to hide. If they've got nothing to hide, Where's the problem?
So if I glance over, I can see your cards being held very close to your chest, Mr. Heavey.
Oh, absolutely.
Mr. Heavey, Paul Heavey, a candidate for the Michael by-election, joining us this morning. It's 8 o'clock.